Welcome back, everyone, to High School Football, presented by WXLN Radio. If you're listening to us on your car or truck radio at 93.3 FM or online or on your smartphone or tablet, WXLNradio.com. We appreciate everybody tuning in tonight as the Rockets of Shelby County have come across town to take a 27-0 lead here at the half. And they will get the ball to start this second half of play. John, you watch this team a lot, and they're Collins prone to try the onside kick just about any time.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, what do you got to lose? I mean, you stopped them one time, and then you got the rough of the kicker.
Yeah.
They go down and score. I mean, I think Coach Shipley's already told his guys. It looks like he's moved a lot of the hands team up on this.
Yeah.
So, I don't think anybody would be shocked. We've already talked about this, and he tried to onside kick this.
Well, they've got eight guys, as you've said, five on the front line, three about 7 or 8 yards behind those front five, and we'll kind of wait and see. But, you know, down four scores, and the defense has had a rough go of it. Webb Bates is going to walk this off as if to kick it deep, but, boy, Collins needs to get something going early and quickly if they want to get back into this one. There's the whistle for the start of play. Bates approaches the ball, and he does. Tap it just to the 50. And
they
let's
got
see.
It.
They
got it.
They do got it. But
Collins got it.
I don't know if he's going to wave this as a recovery or not. Boy, they were close to the 50 when he got that ball. Is he going to throw the flag? It was awfully close.
I mean, there has to be a flag if he touched it before the 50.
Yeah, he didn't throw the flag, but now he's walking it out and trying to.
Now, they're going to say illegal touching.
They are saying it.
It was close.
It was a bang bang. I mean,
I'd say he probably touched it early, about a half yard too early. But.
Yeah, it was a great play, and I didn't see it. Did you see who recovered that
Nick
one?
Eads.
It was
Eads. Eads did, yeah.
Yeah. So as close as it wasn't onside. They'll put it down at the 49, just on the Titans side of the field, and Shelby County has the ball to start as they give it to Moorhead on first down.
You hate to say a big play in a game like this, but that was close.
Yeah.
But, I believe that was a...
got there a little too quick.
I think so, too. I was surprised they didn't call anything.
Yeah, we didn't see the flag thrown.
I don't think it was a flag. I think the guy just kind of.
Yeah, it was never thrown.
Second down will be from the 47-yard line. Moorhead gained two on first down. Shelby County moves from right to left across the dial. This is Tyler Drain keeping the football on the option. He'll run for the first down, but a flag is thrown.
I'll tell you what, Tyler Drain just broke Zach Smith's ankle. He put that foot in the ground, and Zach Smith came up with air.
And throw this one down at the 45-yard line. It's going to be a holding call against Shelby County.
Kind of like me, I tried to grab that ham sandwich they gave out at work the other day, and John Curl got it, and I just grabbed air.
He didn't have a comeback.
He knows I'm right.
I don't have anything.
They'll back this one all the way up inside Rocket territory at the 45-yard line. It'll be second down and about 16 for Shelby County. Shelby County was plagued by a few penalties back in the first half. Here's the keep again by Drain. He gets hit, but he'll bounce off of it, keeps his balance, and he's run up inside the 50-yard line. Gained him about 6 or 7 on that one.
Really poor job of tackling there by the Titans. They had him backer, didn't they, John?
Yeah, they did. There's a lot of arm tackling. It looks almost like they're just diving. And instead of just, he's making the juke moves, instead of just shadowing him and staying in front like the kid from Shelby County is doing,
right,
Lucas.
Right.
Collins is just diving, and they're missing.
He gets it inside the original line of scrimmage at the 49. It'll be third down and 9 for the Rockets. On their opening drive of the second half, leading 27-0. Tyler Drain in no hurry, milling around here in the shotgun. Now sends Davis in motion. Drain drops back to pass, hits Keyshawn Catlett on a slant route over the middle, and Catlett has his first catch of the game, and another Rockets first down.
I tell you what, Drain doesn't really come in with a reputation of being a good throwing quarterback, but I mean, he put that thing right on target, hit him right in stride.
Well, one thing that Shelby County is doing, every time they send the guy in motion, Collins is taking their safety, following him across the field, and it's opening up that quick slant pattern to Catlett on the outside.
Keyshawn, the great athlete out
there. Ball spotted at the 31-yard line, first and 10 Rockets. Stone coming in motion here to the near sideline, and now they'll send him back over to the right side of this formation. Here he comes again. Going to give it to Davis on an end around kind of a run here. He's going to get nowhere as he's dropped actually for a short loss in the
nice,
backfield.
Nice play out there by Zach Stucker.
Called Stucker's name a few times. He's had three tackles unassisted in the first half with three assisted tackles for a total of six. He drops Brandon Davis in the backfield for a loss of two. Be second down and 12. Stone comes in motion. They give it to Moorhead between the tackles. He's inside the 30 before being stood up. Stucker comes away with the football here. I believe he stole that one after the whistle. They're going to mark down the runner at the 28-yard line. It'll bring up third down. Shelby County still here on their opening drive. Has run this clock already down to 8 minutes, 26 seconds. Third down and 7. The Titans 28. Stone comes in motion to the near side. It's an option pitch to Stone on the far side. He'll cut back to midfield before being stopped just shy of a first down.
Still a nice, good, nice pickup, nice run, I'm sorry, by Keyshawn.
Spot him down at about the 23. With under 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter, Shelby County leading 27 to nothing.
You know, one thing about this Shelby County offense is they keep the clock moving.
Mm-hmm.
Got a deficit, it's going to be hard to come back on them, especially four scores.
And they're taking their time here as the quarterback in no hurry. They break the huddle. It'll be fourth down and two from the 23. Stone comes in motion. Here's the keep by Drain. He spins, leans forward, and he'll have the first down and keeps this drive going at the 20-yard line.
That's a nice spin there by Tyler not to give up on the play. Just a good individual effort right there. Shelby County really, I mean, Collins had eight or nine guys in the box right there, but just a great individual effort by Tyler Drain.
So it's first and 10 now for Shelby County from the Titan 20-yard line. Clock at 7 minutes, 9 seconds. They'll give it to Davis on an inside handoff. Again, he's spun around in the backfield for a loss on first down.
I believe that's Darius.
Yes, Darius Williams, you're right.
Jersey change. He wasn't number one early in the year. I think that was Lindsey Crickey early in the year.
It was.
I thought that it had to be him because I couldn't see him out there.
Well, he had 51, I guess, was his original jersey number. Now he surrendered that one in lieu of number one. Second down and 12 here from the 22. The gives to Moorhead up the middle. He spins around, breaks away from a tackler. He's trying to get close to the 10 and before being brought down at about the 12-yard line. About a 10-yard run for Caleb Moorhead. Moorhead, one of these relentless runners for Shelby County, and just refusing to go down and getting more yards after initial contact.
I'll tell you what, if he was third string coming into the year, I hate to see the first two.
Yeah.
He runs hard.
Continues to play hard. Third down, Drain going to keep it, cuts over the right side, makes a few more men miss, and gets inside the 5, picks up the first down, and Shelby County going to have first and goal from the 3-yard line.
And Tyler right now, Shelby County's just really doing what they want, John.
They are, and I'm telling you, the offensive line is getting a push on the defensive line. And by the time they get to the ball, they've got at least 1 to 2 yards, positive yards, to run behind that offensive line.
5 minutes and 40 seconds as they hand this one over to Moorhead, who goes through the line and into the end zone for a touchdown. Shelby County in the end zone with another score. Caleb Moorhead with his second touchdown run of this game.
We're almost going to have a running clock. It's going to be an early night.
And Edwards is going to come on to try the extra point, which would make it 34 to nothing.
You getting paid by the hour or by the broadcast?
I hope by the hour.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's going to go quicker.
Yeah, that's a tricky question.
You better take the broadcast.
Yeah, I think
you better take the broadcast.
Just make it a high rate.
Soon it's going to be, I think it was 36 is running clock, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, so.
35, isn't it?
35, yeah. So it's just under the limit as Edwards knocks through the extra point. And Shelby County continues to add on to their lead, 34 to nothing over Collins. This is high school football on Power 93.3.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
celebrating our 10th anniversary. Thanks for listening and supporting your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLNLP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville. Football is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Back to Titan Stadium here. The kickoff from Edwards, returned by Roseberry. Out to the 18-yard line, and a nice tackle by the freshman
William Davis.
William Davis by Shelby County. And so J.R. Lucas and company will come out for their first drive of the game with 5:31 left to go in this quarter. Here's Roseberry on first down, breaks the tackle, gets to the outside here on the near sideline, and boy, a big run as he gets out to about the 45-yard line on first down.
And this guy, this game, now it's pretty much hard to come back, but boy, I tell you what, you got to give that guy the ball.
He has had of anybody on this offense, has had the biggest production for Collins. They spot him down at the 43-yard line. Here's a flag as Shelby County will be penalized for...
Looks like 21 again.
I think Drew Max got that three times.
Yeah. Well, as early and as often as this defensive line has been able to get back there, you can't blame those guys in the white for being hungry.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
First and five from the 48-yard line. Three wideouts to the far sideline as Collins in all black tonight, moving from left to right. Here's the snap and the give to Roseberry back to the right side of the formation. He'll get up close to the first down marker before being tackled. Like Connor Dean and Colin O'Hare in on the play. Edward Mack, Drew Mack as well, and bring up third down and about two from the 49 of Shelby County.
I was caught him, Drew. Then he went to Edward, and I guess it's Edward again. Isn't it?
Yeah, well, I just had him on the radio last night, and it's Drew.
Okay.
So, but it's Edward on paper.
Yeah.
Here's a pre-snap penalty against Collins for motion, and they'll back this offense up 5 yards. Got it down at the 46-yard line. Second down and about 7 yards to go. Most of this offensive unit looking over to the sideline, now coming with three wideouts to the far side. Here's Lucas dropping back to pass, looking on the near side for his man. That's Hawk, who had a chance to make a catch. Cameron Armstrong in coverage. Now this one falls incomplete.
Pretty good coverage by Cameron. Hawk was open for a minute and probably could have had it. It would have been a tough catch, but... not too bad of coverage, really, by Armstrong.
The ball's actually a little bit underthrown, it looked like, from here, where Hawk maybe had to come slow down for the ball. But nonetheless, going to bring up third down in about seven. That's only, I don't know, maybe one of a handful of vertical shots we've seen here from this offense. Here's Lucas on third down. He looks for Roseberry on a screen to the far sideline. Roseberry jukes a few men out of their shoes before getting up to midfield. Short of the first down marker, but trailing... 34. Jerry Lucas is going to have to continue to try to get this offense going.
I think right there was a perfect example of what happens. Shelby County lets him try to juke, do his moves, and they just stay right in front of him. They don't go for the fake.
The direct snap here to JR, who gets up through the line. He'll lean over the first down marker down to the 45 of Shelby County, and that run is good for a Collins first down. Clock moving here with 3:19 to go in the third quarter, 34-0. Collins trailing Shelby County. Lucas looks for Maggard down the sideline, and this one's going to be intercepted. Brandon Davis has his second interception of this ball game.
That's pitcher perfect coverage right there.
Pitcher perfect, great athlete making a play on a ball that's a 50-50 ball.
Yeah. That's a guy there. I haven't seen Kentucky's defensive backs turn around like that.
Maybe he can play tomorrow.
Brandon Davis with his second interception. This one covering Dalton Maggard. And they spot this one down at about the 12-yard line. And so another turnover, the second of the game for Collins. 3:07 to go in the third quarter. Shelby County with the ball back. Tyler Drain sends Davis in motion. They'll give it to Moorhead up the middle. He gets a short gain. Nick Eads, one of three or four defenders in on the tackle. We see Dustin Hinkle in there as well. Gain of three on the play. Out to the 15. 34-0 our score. Shelby County leading Collins. Second down and seven. Davis goes in motion. They'll pitch it out to Davis, but he is wrapped up in the backfield, and a nice defensive play there.
Jaden Wilson.
Jaden Wilson with a tackle for loss.
Collins has made a few decent defensive plays, but it's just now
too many big ones.
Too many big ones going the other way, and they've had them behind the chains a few times, but it seems like Shelby always manages either Tyler comes up with a big pass or Caleb Moorhead just runs the ball for 15 yards.
Let's see if they go to that quick slant right here.
Keyshawn Catlett out to the near side on third and long, third and 15, and they're going to let Drain run the option. He'll keep it, make a man miss. He's still on his feet as he gets out close to the first down marker.
That's close.
I think he's got it, guys.
We've said it all night, but Roseberry has had plenty of room to run and been successful running the football. Collins into the red zone the first time since the opening quarter. Got him down at the 13-yard line. Clock running here with 30 seconds left to go. Here's the snap to Lucas. They'll shovel pass it.
Uh-oh.
And this one is going to be incomplete. Boy, he was trying to get it to Roseberry, but defender was already in his hip pocket.
They lucky there. That was an incomplete pass.
Guys, that's not a pass.
I know. That was just a pitch.
That was a pitch.
Yeah.
That was not a pass.
That was going to be about a 6-yard or 7-yard loss, maybe more.
Looks like I got drained down.
Tyler Drain is down. It's about the 6-yard line. Down on his knees here, huh?
I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he made the tackle on Roseberry the previous play, and he was slow to get up, and he was down on both knees, and I thought the back judge was going to blow it dead, and he never did. And then after this play happened, he just fell straight to both knees, and he's still down.
Tyler Drain hasn't played both offense and defense all year. He has seen some games where he's been just doing the quarterback duties for the offense, but tonight started back at safety, played there most of tonight, and now standing up on his own, he'll walk off on his own. Les Nichols,
the
training staff.
Shaking the cobwebs off.
Shaky. They'll walk him over to the sideline, and both teams make their way back out to the field of play. 25.3 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's been all Shelby County here tonight as they lead 34-0. Lucas has a tight formation of wide receivers here to the near side. They give it to Roseberry over the left side. He's got room, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. Nashawn Roseberry with a 13-yard touchdown run, and Collins gets on the board for the first time this evening. It was a handoff over the left side, just off the left tackle, and a big hole over there. Roseberry went virtually untouched as he goes into the end zone for the Titans' first touchdown of this game. Webb Bates on to try the extra point. They fumble the snap here. Bates picks it up, now tries to toss it over the defense's head into the end zone, and falls incomplete, and extra point try fails, and so clock is going to run all the way out here to end the third quarter of play. But Shelby County still on top, 34-6, as we head to the final quarter here from Titan Stadium. This is high school football on WXLN.